107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. It's always great to check in with Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Darren, it's always great to see you.
Great to see you too, Jamie. Thanks for having me on.
Darren, you have been out and about and busy. Let's talk about the recent Pride March in Stratford. What a day that was.
It was a beautiful day. It was great weather, first of all. It was perfect for the Pride March and Pride Festival. I was honored to lead the parade once again this year, and I can say the turnout was outstanding. There was probably double what there was last year, and the organizers did a great job in creating the entire festival that day. The performance was great. And
The cast from Rent performing. Oh my gosh, what a big day that was. Again, that was with Stratford Perth Pride, with more events happening for the month of June, and great to have Stratford Police Services there. And there were so many different organizations there taking part. It was big.
It was big, and the atmosphere was wonderful too. Like, there wasn't a single problem, there wasn't a single issue. It was just a wonderful, happy, prideful atmosphere that day.
A community event. There you go. Now, you've been also taking a part in something with the Downey Optimist Club just recently. What was that all about?
Yeah, last week I was a part of a water safety day with the Downey Optimist Club. So the Stratford Police, myself, and a number of other agencies, St. Mary's Fire, YMCA, and a few other groups were out talking to over 300 elementary school kids about water safety. So I focused on the importance of wearing a life jacket and what the laws and the rules and the regulations are and in regards to that. And just the need to be wearing a life jacket and how important it is. I compared it to driving in a vehicle and how we all wear our seatbelts. And when we ride our bike, we wear a helmet. And how when we are in a boat, we should really have our life jacket on.
Exactly. And speaking of which, end of school, you know, we're thinking about summertime activities, but we're wrapping things up with the end of school. And again, I'm thinking about things like bus safety, still a very important issue.
Absolutely. I was just talking to a bus driver who says that multiple times every single day, people are going through the stop signs on buses. It's happening out on the highways. It's happening in the city.
Yeah. When those stop signs are out on the buses, when those lights are flashing, you must stop.
You must. Whether you're going towards the bus or the same direction as a bus, you need to come to a stop.
Okay. And again, taking care at the crosswalks as well, for sure.
Yeah, our crossing guards. Thank you very much, crossing guards. You guys are out there working hard every day. Great community people. Important, very important job for our kids to be getting to and from school every day. So thank you for the work that you're doing.
Great shout out there. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Anything else top of mind? You know, we were talking about end of school, getting into summertime, and sometimes we get in a rush. We're out and about, but we got to just kind of slow down.
Yeah, we do. We just got to slow down. And for all the kids out there, for all the parents with kids, like, just encourage your kids to get outside, have some fun, explore, discover, and just have a good summer.
Well said again. Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Darren, it's always a pleasure to check in.
Yeah, thanks, Jamie.